Los Alamos National Laboratory broke ground recently on a demolition project, and it's being paid for by federal stimulus money. Crews are tearing down a complex of buildings at the lab's Technical Area 21. Alan Kalupka is the director for Recovery Act-funded demolition projects at LANL.
What this Recovery Act money has allowed us to do is take programs that are already planned and ready to execute and accelerate their execution from about a four-year period and to do them in a two-year period.
But Kalupka says this isn't just your average pull-out-the-wrecking-ball-and-start-swinging kind of project. He says it's more challenging because the buildings were used for plutonium and uranium research, so they're potentially contaminated and hazardous. A big chunk of New Mexico stimulus funding went to this and other projects at LANL. If you go to the list of the state's top individual recipients of stimulus grants and contracts on recovery.gov, Los Alamos National Security is second, just above the Albuquerque Public School District. Each got $113 million.
It's kind of like when you have a lot of bills and you get this $1,000 check and you think, okay, which bill am I going to pay off first? And you have to really make good decisions because it won't cover it all.
Linda Sink is the chief academic officer at APS. She says the district had been feeling poor for the past few years. When the federal stimulus money came in, she says the district moved forward with a plan to consolidate preschool classrooms for special education students, which meant relocating almost all of the district's portable special ed classrooms.
We weren't moving on this because we couldn't afford it. It's thousands to move one portable. So this is all happening within these 2 years. We're getting every one of them done.
Sink says APS also used stimulus money for big-ticket items like teacher training and technology for special education students. She says those resources are difficult to fund without a fat chunk of money. And that's what the stimulus funding was, a rush of cash into the APS coffers. Darwin Bond Graham says you can tell a lot about an economy that gets a big influx of cash all at once. He works with the Los Alamos Study Group, which recently published a report that looks at the way recovery contracts, grants, and loans were awarded in New Mexico. He says it's different than entitlement programs or healthcare funding.
Contracts, grants, and loans go toward building things, building projects, building infrastructure, hiring people to do real work that has the potential to change the structure of the economy.
But Bond Graham says stimulus funding is not changing the New Mexico economy. Instead, he says, stimulus money has gone more to communities and industries that have not been as deeply affected by the economic crisis, like the national labs and the military. According to the study group report, the labs and the state's military installations together got about a quarter of the state's stimulus grants and contracts. Some of that was for work that would have been funded anyway, and Bond Graham says that's not what the Recovery Act was supposed to do.
If you read the language of the act, the purposes of the act are spelled out at the very beginning. And among the purposes are to protect people, essentially protect the poor, protect working class people, protect the unemployed from these harsh effects of the economic downturn.
Bond Graham says using recovery money to pay for projects at LANL just puts more money where there is already more money to begin with. Los Alamos County has one of the highest median incomes in the country. And the unemployment rate is the lowest in the state at 3.6%. That's less than half the statewide average. Bond Graham says the recovery funding is needed in other parts of the state.
If you spend the same amount of money in some other place, say Silver City, even in Santa Fe or Española, to do different kinds of work, for instance, if you hire teachers or if you hire people to weatherize homes, you'll create many times more jobs with the same amount of money.
And Bond Graham says those kinds of jobs would have a greater impact on local economies. But Alan Kalupka, the director of the demolition projects at LANL, says stimulus money for nuclear weapons program cleanup is affecting local economies. And he says they are meeting the goal of the Recovery Act by creating jobs. 400 people, most of them from northern New Mexico, are currently working on cleanup projects at LANL.
We are also putting a lot of money into the local economy in terms of equipment rental, in terms of materials that are purchased, and in terms of workers that are working in the local economy. And even when we have to bring some specialized skills from out of the local area, those workers are living here, eating here, and spending money here in the local economy.
Those jobs will end when the stimulus projects end, but there could be more money for the labs soon. A Senate committee recently approved an increase in regular funding for the nation's nuclear weapons program, including national labs in New Mexico. The measure now goes to the full Senate for approval. Meanwhile, educators in New Mexico are bracing for further cuts. Governor Richardson is grappling with a $160 million budget shortfall in the current year. He says cuts to education are on the table. Albuquerque public school officials say federal stimulus money will pay the salaries of 87 people during the upcoming school year. They wouldn't speculate on how many layoffs might result when the recovery money runs out. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.